Welcome to Room 33. I'm Carl Trautman, your host. Thanks for joining me. I'm getting sick and tired of hearing about the trade-off between jobs and the environment. It seems that sensible regulations designed to protect the environment routinely get the scare treatment. Don't dare tell business what they can't do, because if you do, jobs will be lost. I can certainly see how this might work in today's economy, but I'm glad that they didn't in the U.S. Senate. Recently, the Senate voted against a resolution that would have thwarted new government regulations on power plants. Here are the details. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has issued standards which will affect power plants. For example, the new standards limit the acidic gases, arsenic, and mercury that the plants produce. Coal-fired plants play a major role in these emissions. Now, protecting the environment can help save lives. According to the Environmental Defense Fund, with these new regulations, every year, 130,000 childhood asthma attacks won't happen, and up to 11,000 premature deaths won't happen. But let's not let cleaning up the air and protecting health get in the way of jobs. Here are the words of Republican Senator Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, quote, "A substantial amount of electricity we produce in the country comes from coal, and this new regulation would devastate the jobs that depend on this cheap, abundant resource," end quote. Republican Senator James Inhofe of Oklahoma labels the supporters of the EPA rule, quote, "complicit in the millions of jobs that will be lost and the skyrocketing energy prices that will be forced on their constituents," end quote. Oh, really? The Economic Policy Institute claims that as many as 117,000 jobs would be created. These new regulations are proof that the U.S. government can act for positive change. The Senate vote to keep the regulations is proof that sometimes change is allowed to go forward, and that's good news. Thanks for listening. You can subscribe to Room 33 on the iTunes podcast page. There's a link on the show's homepage. And if you have any comments on a show, be sure to join the conversation. Just click on the Add Comment link associated with the specific show. Have a topic for a future show? Send me an email at room33@carltrautman.com. I look forward to hearing from you. This is Carl Trautman, and you're in Room 33.